tense over himself. The Shadar sergeant looked as rattled as the youngster. He peered around for help. The prayer wheel was back in place. The disciple responsible set it spinning, then backed off with the two who had spread the prayer rug. The disciple on the rug struck flint to steel and vanished in a blast of flame just as I recognized the odor of naphtha. Heat hit me like a blow. I was in character strongly enough to whimper and grab Subradil with both hands. She resumed moving, eyes wide, stunned. The man inside the flames never cried out, never moved till all life was gone and the charred husk left behind toppled over. Crows circled above, cursing in their own tongue. So Soulcatcher knew, or soon would. We continued moving into the now animated crowd and through, heading home. The Bodhi disciples who had helped prepare the ritual suicide had disappeared already, while all eyes were fixed on the burning man. Chapter 10
"I can't believe he did that,"
I said, still climbing out of Sawa's smelly rags and crippled personality. Word had beaten us home. The suicide was all anyone wanted to discuss. Our own nighttime effort had become secondary. That was over, and they had survived. Tobo definitely did not believe it. He mentioned that in passing, and insisted on telling us everything his father had seen inside the palace last night. He referred to notes he had made with Goblin's help. He was thoroughly proud of the job he had done, and wanted to rub our noses in it.
"But I couldn't really get him to talk to me, Mom. Anything I asked seemed to be just an irritation. It was like he just wanted to get it over with so he could go away."
"I know, dear," Sara said. "I know. He's that way with me, too. Here's some nice bread they let us bring home. Eat something. Goblin, what did they do with Swan? Is he healthy?"
One Eye cackled. He said,
"Healthy as a man with cracked ribs can be. Scarred shitless, though."
He cackled again.
"Cracked ribs. Explain."
Goblin told her.
"Somebody with a grudge against the Greys got overexcited. But don't worry about it. The guy is going to have plenty of opportunity to be sorry he let his feelings get the best of him."
"I'm exhausted," Sara said. "We spent the whole day in the same room as Soulcatcher. I thought I would burst."
"You did?
It was all I could do not to run out of there screaming. I concentrated so hard on being Sawa that I missed half of what they said."
"What didn't get said might be more important. Soulcatcher was really suspicious about the attack."
"I told you, go for the throat,"
One Eye barked.
"Well, they still didn't believe in us. Kill them all and you wouldn't have to sneak around trying to figure out how to get the old man out. You could make those guys at the library do your research for you."
"We'd have just gotten killed," Sara said. "Soulcatcher was already looking for trouble. The news about the Daughter of Night did that. Speaking of whom, I want you two looking for her, and Narion too."
"Two?" Goblin asked.